USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden making the short trip on Air Force One to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday afternoon after visiting the site where a bridge collapsed earlier Friday morning. The visit comes as the president pushes infrastructure and jobs across America and touts his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package.
What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
A major winter storm affecting the East Coast, with blizzard warnings being issued from Maine to Washington, D.C. This comes as more than 2,300 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled for Saturday. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A border state governor is hammering the administration over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security law, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger, and the lid's about to blow the top.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Employers spending 4% on compensation last year, an increase not seen since 2001 as they compete for workers in a very tight labor market. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. The gun used by Kyle Rittenhouse is set to be destroyed. A Wisconsin judge approved an agreement by lawyers to have the firearm Rittenhouse used to defend himself in August of 2020 destroyed. Rittenhouse's attorney filed a request for the rifle to be returned to Rittenhouse rather than Dominic Black, who is technically the owner of the gun, to prevent it from being sold to Black. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.